So it's Supernova Perth, and joining me right now is an Australian TV legend, I'd like to call you, mate. Ryan Corr, how's it going, mate?
That's a massive intro. Thanks so much. It's pretty good, man. It's a rainy day here in Perth, which I'm not used to, but it's a good supernova. It's always pretty high energy here.
Been to Perth a few times?
I have. I've shot a couple of times up here, mostly Fremantle, but also stayed in the city a few times as well.
Now, the reason I call you an Australian TV legend is because you're a legend to me, mate, because you're only 34 years old, but you've been on TV for, like, over two decades.
Yeah.
And I always remember you as Sheng from Silver Sun.
Mate, you'd be surprised. When we're here in Sydney, I've got so many disappointed fans saying, like, where's your Silver Sun, Sleepover Club, or Blue Water High Shots? So I think I've brought the wrong gamut in here. And I think I underestimated the 17-year-old population when I was 17 as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was that show that when you came home and your mum was making dinner before the news, when you got to watch 1 hour of television before fucking the night's things happen. And that was, you know, I was always, it was around the twist for me. It was Ocean Girl, and then I got to be a part of them later on.
No, it's awesome, mate. And seeing you on then, like, Packed to the Rafters, and, like, my mum's watching you, and I'm like, that's Shane.
Gus from who was on Packed to the Rafters, he played Nathan in Packed to the Rafters. He was on Silver Sun, and he became my best friend at 15 years old. And so when I went and graduated drama school, I called up one of the directors from Silver... No, they called me, actually. One of the directors of Silver Sun, Pino Amenta, and Angus McLaren, called me up and said, you're out of drama school, do you want another job? And I wanted to be in the adult industry, and so that's how that job... I went in there for originally one or two episodes and ended up staying for 3 years.
Did you always know when you were doing it as a teenager, younger, was it just a bit of fun while you were in school, or was it like, nah, I want to be an actor and this is where it begins?
That's very much what it felt like for me. I think one of the things in this profession is unless you have that feeling, unless you have to do it, unless you really... unless you have that drive to do it, it's kind of like music as well, then there's too many hard knocks along the way to sort of put up with. So I think, you know, it was a passion of mine since I was 12. You know, I think I was pretty stubborn as a young kid, and I was very lucky to have supportive enough parents that they said, all right, this kid seems to know what he wants to do, so we're going to support him. And they'd send my... So when they were still at work, they'd send my grandparents over with me to, like... to Sydney, to the Northern Beaches, or to Queensland and Currumbin, you know, and I'd stay with my grandparents and other kids my age, and that sort of support me having a career, which I look back now on, it's like, it's a pretty epic decision for your parents to let your 13, 14-year-old kid do. Do you know what I mean? Like, for them to be going, I think this is what I want to do with my life, and them trusting in that, I'm always very grateful to them for. So, yeah, I've been supported by a lot of people on the way, but I'm one of those lucky people that sort of knew what I wanted to do from a very early age.
Now, House of the Dragon, huge. What's in the future? Is there more of that coming for you? Those kind of HBO sort of roles, is that the dream?
HBO is absolutely the dream. You know, I was always sort of saying to my... Before Thrones, sort of like, I want to... That's where the highest content is. But what Thrones has done is sort of open up a fantasy world and sort of, you know, a world of The Witcher and a world of sort of like, you know, older times and knights that I don't think I was necessarily perceived as before. And the whole challenge of doing The Thrones in the first place was like, all right, here's your go at playing an alpha knight, strongest guy in the Seven Kingdoms. I don't feel like that on an everyday basis, you know what I mean? I put on a lot of weight for it. I trained for about 9 months and put on about 15 kilos. And that's my best attempt at it. And I think if the fans sort of come back who are such... You know, there's such huge legions of fans for these books and for these stories and for these characters. If they come out and say that we service them in any way, you know, these characters that mean so much to them, then we're doing our job.
Ryan Corr, thanks so much for catching up, and enjoy Supernova.
You enjoy yourself too.
Thank you. Michael for breakfast.